Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 387. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will be glad to show you how you can receive either a CD or a audio tape. It's absolutely free. Postage and handling is taken care of. This is program 387, so let us know. And we have a strong message tonight, and we have some music and some testimonials. But right now, I want us all to go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to anoint this service. And Lord, we ask that you anoint these prayers. Lord, we pray that you'll put an end to the oppression of the enemy. And we have, I have announced to the entire world who the enemy is, that it's the Roman Catholic cult who heads this world, Roman one world government. And the media, this is why the media slurs this church. This is why the government is after, has actually paid people to kill me. This is why the government bombed the federal building in Oklahoma City, and they did away with the good Christians in Waco, and they bombed the World Trade Center. It was their entire job to get the country into war and to take away all of our freedoms, all of our liberties. It's the terrorists. Now, the Catholics in the Sun magazine stated that there was going to be a lot of terrorism in early fall. These people are of the devil, and they know that there was going to be terrorism. They knew it because they were the ones that were going to do it. And they have accused me of every false thing possible. I just can't imagine of anything else that they could falsely accuse me of. And the people that are in my ministry now, they're attacking them, such as Buster White. Father, I pray that you will show the entire world that this is the truth. They are now talking about global warming. Anything to get the minds off of the Vatican and the world government and the media. And they say the Russians and the Chinese and all these different smoke screens that they're using to get people's minds off of the Vatican from all these, from all where all these things are coming from. And they're smoke screen, they're saying that I'm all these things, when in fact they did the same thing with Jesus. They say that now I'm, because they put me into prison, they're saying now that I'm a con, an ex-con, that they shouldn't do business with me, because I'm not even really doing business anyway, I'm just in the ministry. But they're saying, that would mean that they are saying that Jesus shouldn't do business with Jesus because he was in prison. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the Apostle Paul, all the prophets were in prison. So should we not do business with Jesus because he's an ex-con? Or the Apostle Paul or John, who was a prisoner on the island of Patmos? I mean, this is the mattress company, the Posturepedic Mattress Company, that is saying that I had something to do with the sale of their mattresses. I had nothing to do with anything like that. I believe that the government is threatening them that they must say these things to try to put me in prison again for another false charge like they did this fake IRS charge that they put me in prison for, Lord. Destroy them, Father. Destroy their works in the name of Jesus. They stated that I hid books from them when in fact it was the prosecuting attorney, Mr. Belcher, that hid the books, and that all came out in the after I'd served 4 years in prison for righteousness, because I didn't do anything wrong. And then a half a year in a halfway house. They're the ones that hid the books. They're the most demonic, rotten bunch of people that has ever been on the face of this earth. Your word says that this Satan's seat is in Rome, and that they run the world government in these last days, and that they also run the media. And of course they exalt the Pope, and they exalt the Vatican, because they work for them. And the government will do anything they say because the Vatican government is writing their paychecks. They have to do what they're telling them. Now they're going up to different people in my church, in this organization of the Lord, this corporate body of Christ, and they're telling them that if they will testify falsely against me and say that I'm laundering money, they said that I was a child abuser, a child slave labor camp, they've accused me of not paying taxes, a tax dodger, that I fix voting, everything under the sun. I mean, Sharon is writing up a list of different false charges that they put on me, and we'll, if we have time, I'll read them here in this service, Lord. But, Lord, I ask that you anoint this service and that you bring forth your truth. They want for me to talk mainly about them, but talking about them and telling about them only tells the people in the world who the enemy of their souls are. But the only thing that will win souls is that I will not concentrate on these things, that I will continue preaching the gospel. So therefore, Father, I ask that you anoint this service and that you bring the gospel out and the truth of it and what it is that people must do in order to be filled with the Holy Spirit, not only be filled with the Holy Spirit, but to allow the Holy Spirit to shape them, to mold them into the fullness of the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can make up our minds to not allow you, your word, to mold us and make us and for us to not be filled with the Spirit, or we can make up our mind to do what you say. You did not make us into robots. You're not going to force us to do these things. You told us that we should choose to do good and not to do evil, that we'll go to hell for lying. And these people, I pray, Lord, that you'll save these people that are doing these wicked things in the Vatican and in the Vatican's government and in the media, that their souls will not go to hell, because if they keep lying and they pass away or if something happens to them where they go out into eternity, their souls will spend eternity in hell. I pray that you'll uncover your word. And you've told me to uncover the devil, to resist him, and he'll flee from me. You stated that the wicked flee when no one even pursues. And so what do you think they're doing, you people in Radio Land, when people pursue them? I'm not going to take these lies, just lying down. The Lord says that I would be a person that is frightened, a person that is fearful, and not believe that the Lord and I are the majority. The Lord and I are the majority, and therefore I come against you, Satan, you satanic Vatican, world government, and media, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that God will show you before you go out to eternity, and that you'll repent before you go out into eternity. And I pray that the listeners of this program will receive Jesus, so that their souls can be saved, and that they'll not only receive him, but they'll be filled with his Spirit and allow God's word, and which is Spirit and life, to shape their spirits within them, to mold them and make them into the fullness of the stature of Jesus. That the souls will be saved and that the church will be strengthened. I ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, we have to go forward. We can't go backward, because backward is what the Bible said in 2 Thessalonians that would happen. All the false prophets are saying that they're going to build a new temple and Satan's going to sit down in it. No, he's talking about the temple of God. You are the temple of God. And that's what's happening, is Satan is entering into you people out in the world because of the lies that the media is being forced to tell you by the government, and which the Pope, the people at the Vatican are telling people to tell you. And it is the great red dragon, the devil, that is telling them to do this. And so, but you have to come against Satan in the blood of Jesus. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Give no place to the devil. The Bible, it's a commandment. So we have to continue on to the end. And this is a song that I love. And I take it that everyone will love it, because we have to march onward until the very end. It's called, this is myself with background singers singing, Onward. Onward, Christian soldiers.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the
Doesn't the flesh have a lack of humility and love and purity or holiness? It does. The flesh, these government officials, the Vatican, the Antichrist, this is the corporate body of Antichrist and all the people that believe them and follow them. The flesh, they are the flesh, and the flesh lacks humility, love, and purity, and holiness. God searches everyone's heart, and he tries us for his name's sake. He'll put you to the test. And it's just like they can't find any fault. Like John Peeler, who was formerly with the FBI, checked my church out very well and checked me out very well, and he said that I'm squeaky clean, and the government hired him to assassinate me, and he's been on one radio program after another telling people about it, and he quit the FBI. He was a FBI man. He was with the BATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And he says, and it's he really has proven his point, nobody's ever arrested him for saying it, but they did put his son in prison on false charges because he pulled the lid, pulled the sheets and blankets off of the Vatican, the world government, which is, they say, is the federal government, which is the Roman Vatican government, and the media. And so he stated that he was involved with the Waco massacre and the blowing up of the building in Oklahoma City, the federal building, and also he took part in the government's plan to blow up the World Trade Center. There's no way that a plane could crash into the top of the building. And for the whole building to pancake down like it did, there was explosives all throughout the buildings, and several FBI people have admitted that they were involved in setting those blasting caps throughout the building. You've seen them blow down buildings in Las Vegas to put up new ones. It's the same idea that they did. There's another point that I'd like to make here regarding carnality. One thing for sure, all you carnal people out there, it is possible for humans to receive spiritual truth, because there's a lot of people that have received spiritual truth, not only from my ministry, but from many other ministries. Now, this is characterized by Christians who hunger for the Word. And they listen, and they say, what a beautiful message. What beautiful truths. What a man of God that person is. What clarity of speech. How he breaks down the Bible so that we're able to understand. He just makes everything so clear in the work when he or she preaches the gospel or teaches it. What a beautiful exposition of God's word, and yet they receive no help from it. What's wrong? How come they don't receive any help from the word of God? How come these people, after they're being preached to day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, what's with these people that saw Jesus raise the dead and they went and reported him for doing this? What is it with these people where Jesus would walk through one town after the other, healing everybody in town and raising all kinds of people from the dead? Why are they, and then some people are helped for 2 or 3 weeks, and then the blessing goes away. Well, what's the reason for this? Do you understand why? There is an evil at the bottom of it all. The carnal state that they are in is hindering the reception. Their receptacles are out of order. They can't receive the spiritual truth of the Word of God. They hear it, but they really don't hear it. They like it, but they really don't love it. But they really don't, because, and that's shown because they don't receive it. They don't totally deny their old life, and they don't allow themselves to be filled with the life of Christ. They don't surrender their entire life over to the Lord so that he can enter them and fill them and then mold them into the fullness of the stature of Christ. I'm afraid that churches are many times, very often, make a tragic mistake. So we preach to carnal believers, And again, you know, carnal believers are in 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. But it's only proper that we preach to them. We actually preach to carnal people, which are only poor spiritual people. So you can't speak spiritual things to carnal people. I mean, you can preach it to them, but that doesn't mean they're believers. These type of believers, they believe parts of it. They think it is so beautiful, and they take it into their heads and delight in it and say, that is great. What a view of the truth that man can give or that woman can give. Yet their lives remain the same, unchanged. It's not the unchained melody, it's the unchanged melody. They don't change. They stay the same. They're still babies. Many of them, they're still Christians, but they are still carnal, even after all those messages, the spiritual teachings that they have received or gotten. There we need to say to God, Lord, deliver them from talking up spiritual teaching into a carnal state, into a carnal mind. Lord, deliver me from, that's what you need to say, from taking up spiritual teachings into the carnal state that I'm in, into my carnal mind. Carnal minds are not going to receive spiritual things. I ask people a lot of times questions such as that have been preached to them many times. I ask them, do you have the answer to that? And they just are silent. It's because they are carnal and they cannot receive spiritual things. I've taught spiritual things to a bunch of carnal Christians, and I'll ask them a fundamental question, and they just are silent. They can't answer it. And it's a simple answer, but they just don't answer it. The only evidence that you have received the truth, the Spirit, is a teaching. That's all. You receive the teaching. You know, it's very technical. In teaching also is that you are lifted out of the carnal into the spiritual state. God is very willing to fill you with the Spirit and to give you the power, His power. Why don't you plead, ask the Lord for it? And why don't you receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, I'm telling you the things that the government has accused me of, and you can look at the records and see. I'm going to have Michelle read a list here, and I may stop her and explain some of these things so that you can know. I mean, the only thing that I see on this list, there's hundreds of more things, and there's they've never accused me of killing Bambi's mother, and they never accused me of killing Porky the pig. Okay? So go ahead and read some of these.
Child,
they accused me of what?
Child slave labor.
Yeah. They went to all the stores, the FBI, when there was no child labor. I hired different organizations, gene manufacturers and stuff, to manufacture my designs. And there was no children working in there. There were some of the people that were working in our own manufacturing plant. They would bring their young children, say 12 to 15 years old, and they would just separate the color of rhinestones from different colors and put them in little things. If that's slave labor, I don't know what it is, but they threatened the stores that if they would buy anything of my beautiful designs, that they would close their stores down. They did the same thing with TV and radio station. They said if they would say anything good or bad about me, that they would close, they'd tear down their towers. And they've done that on many occasions. One of the people is this Greg Szymanski that I've been doing radio interviews with. They fired him because he was simply, I was telling him about the gospel truth. Okay, that's all I'm doing, folks. Okay, again, he reads some more.
Tax dodger?
That I'm a tax dodger. I told the people in Fort Smith, Arkansas, that I'd trade tax statements with anyone, and nobody took me up on it because I was paying more taxes than anyone else that I knew of in town. Next one.
Fixing votes?
That I was fixing votes. I really don't get that involved in politics at all because, first of all, I don't want to go to hell for lying, and I'm not going to hell for anything. So I didn't fix any votes. Okay, then what else?
Threatening to hang a judge?
Yeah, Judge Morris Arnold. They accused me of that. It was a homosexual that worked on the Southwest Times Record newspaper, and he stated that I said to him on the telephone that I was going to kidnap Judge Morris Arnold because he said that the church that I was running was my alter ego, and there were two people that were in the church that sold him a lot of money from us, and he gave all the property over to them, all of our property, and it came to over, you know, after several years, it came over to millions of dollars worth of property, and they were the thieves, and they let them go scot-free, but the Lord killed one of them. He's already dead. He died of cancer, the one that stole the money from us and falsely accused us of that. And I don't know what's happened to Judge Morris Arnold. But what did I want to kidnap him for? To feed him and clothe him and house him and build a house for him? Well, that's crazy. Okay, then what else?
A child abuser?
Child abuser. If anyone ever abused children in this church, I would throw them out so far and fast. And if they, I would even, if they abused them bad, I'd contact the authorities. I don't abuse children. Never have. I don't abuse anybody. Then what?
Polygamist with 100 wives?
Well, if you have a polygamist, sure. Come over here and prove it. Okay? Just prove it. They just say these things to cause your souls to be lost. Folks, I'm saved. There isn't anything they can do to me except kill me or throw me in prison again. But they cannot prove these things. They never have. Okay, then what?
Pedophile?
Pedophile. Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay, this is so retarded that it, you know, if you want to believe that, believe it. But I'm saying no. Okay, then what else?
Mind controller?
Oh, yeah, I'm just mind controlling. What I'd like to do is they're controlling your mind. They're the ones that are saying that they use the media to control your minds. They're saying that it's all right to murder babies, and you believe them. But the Lord says you're going to hell for first-degree murder. They say it's all right to be a homosexual and a lesbian. As a matter of fact, they're voting on whether they should let you get married or not. These are reprobate perverts. And look at just the Vatican government and everything. Look at all the priests that are pedophiles. Why don't these Federal Bureau of Investigation nutcases or unsaved people, why don't they go after them? Well, Satan is not going to cast out Satan.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said, right?
Amen.
And this is what even the History Channel says, the first whorehouses were the nuns, and the madams were the Mother Superior. And so, you know, of course, they're not going to go after their own because Satan will not cast out Satan. Jesus said that when he cast the devil out of this young man. And they accused him of casting out Satan, by the power of Satan, rather. And Jesus said, Satan is not going to cast out Satan. Amen.
Yeah.
And if Satan would cast him out, then which one of you, why did I have to cast that devil out of that kid? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Because you people can't cast out the devil because you're possessed with him right now. If you people can cast out the devil, you come to me, and if you really are sincere about getting the devil cast out of you, I'll through the Lord in me, I'll cast it. The Lord will cast that devil out of you. He says, even Jesus said that he casted out the devil by the finger of God, the Spirit of God. Then what else?
Brainwasher.
They said, I'm washing your brains. Well, I would that I would could wash your damaged, dirtied brains. Look at the condition of this untoward generation, this false bunch of people today that are living under the rules and regulations of the Antichrist. You've joined yourself to him. And then what else did they accuse me of?
Did you use hypnosis?
I'm legally blind. How could I hypnotize anybody? I remember when they had me in prison for wanting to hang this federal judge or kidnapping because I wanted to feed him and clothe him and fix his teeth and everything for him. Then one of the cops in the federal prison up there in Fayetteville, yeah, they took one of these Nazi skinheads and says, watch out for that guy in there. The Nazi skinhead was okay, that they are saying Heil Hitler and all that, but he says, he told the Nazi, the skinhead, don't look in Pastor Alamo's eyes, he'll hypnotize you. And he came in and told me. I says, well, look in my eyes, and he did. He says, you've got pretty well jacked up eyes, man. They're all bloodshot. And I've got blebs cut in back of them from operations because I've got glaucoma. And I'm deemed legally blind. I could actually be collecting blind aid. But I wouldn't take blind aid away from anybody else. Okay, and then what else did these nice people accuse me of? I'm saying that, of course, facetiously. Then what?
That you're a public nuisance?
Yeah, I really am a nuisance to a satanic public.
Amen.
So was Jesus.
Amen.
They said all kinds of lies about him, and they crucified him on a pack of lies. And they're still lying about him, saying that he had something to do with these females and that he had children. You bunch of devils. I mean, devils. You're of your father, the devil. You big liars. Okay, and then what else?
That you're armed and dangerous?
We don't have any arms here or anything. And I'm dangerous to Satan because I preach the gospel, and that will take you away from Satan and get you into the bosom of Jesus.
Amen.
Okay? I'm not armed. I'm disarmed and armored with the Word of God. And the Bible says that we're harmless. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But the devil keeps saying that we are armed and dangerous. No, you know who's armed and dangerous? We're the ones bombing other countries and bombing little children. And we're Vatican is the one that's sending U.S. troops over to Waco and bombing the World Trade Center and bombing the Oklahoma federal building and killing all those little babies and adults in there. They're armed and dangerous. It's like they say that these people over in Iraq have these weapons of mass destruction. And they answer back, you people are the only ones in the United States that have the weapons of mass destruction. You're intimidating every country. You're lying about other countries. You're trying to change. You're trying to put them under your Rome's dictatorship. And a lot of people are hip to it. All right? Listen, our listening audience has turned into multis of millions of people. Our website is like well over 250,000 every week. Okay? We're jumping up, you know, to because people believe us.
Amen.
Even in the courtroom in years ago when I was trying to get bailed out of the jail in Florida where they picked me up, I won the charge of all these different charges. The child abuse, they dropped the charges on. They knew it was just a fake charge. Hanging the judge, I won that case in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Check it out. And this was with a jury that had been told all kinds of evil things about me. They knew that I was innocent. Okay, and then what else?
That you have a ghostwriter?
I know he's sitting to me right now. As a matter of fact, he's the one that's talking to the ghost, okay? I mean, these people are sick in their heads, sick in their souls. And I pray, Father God, that you'll cast the devil out of these people in the mighty name of Jesus. And then what else?
That you're a kidnapper and hold people against their will?
Yeah, I kidnap people because I want to feed, clothe, and house them. You believe that? If you believe that, well, I've got some property for you down in the swamps of Florida, and I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, okay? I really wouldn't do that, but that's this worldly saying out there that people say. Then what?
That you bribe judges and mayors?
Well, then if I did, why did I have to go to prison? How come they're all coming against me? You know, I'm not a very good briber. And what would I bribe them with? That would be a federal offense, you know. Why don't they prove it? There's no judge that would come forth or any prosecuting attorney. They lied and they hid books on me and I went to prison that I bribed them. And if you believe that garbage, well, then you're as sick as they are. Then what else?
That you had a tunnel with chained prisoners in it?
Mm-hmm. I said, if anyone can find that tunnel, they said it was up on Georgia Ridge that they stole away from us. They stole it. I said, and they've had it for years, but nobody's ever come up with that tunnel yet. I says, if anyone can find that tunnel, we had several $1 million worth of property. I says, I'll give you $1 million worth of property. Nobody came up with their shovels. Okay? Okay, I could have used some shovel work up over there. I would have come dig over here. Okay, what else?
That you had two sets of books?
No. But Chris Belcher, the prosecuting attorney in the case, the IRS case, where they found me guilty, is the one that hid the books and told the jury that I hid the books. If he hadn't hid the books, records, and receipts, the ones that were really pertinent to the trial, my attorneys have told me that I would have won that case hand down. So they hid things. They made false tapes up. They spliced the tapes of the ministry. Everything they did was a lie. And so I told them, well, why don't you exonerate me from that sin so that you people, no, we won't do it. The judge there in Memphis would not do it. What's his name again?
John McCullough.
Yeah, John McCullough. If there ever was an unjust judge, it is him. People have written me about him and saying, if we want to come against him, this man is bad. He's really bad. And I told him what he did to me, and he wouldn't allow people to come in and say any good thing that I said. They said, if you say any good deeds that you've done, we're going to allow all this string of liars to come in on you. And so I did tell the truth, and he knows that the people were lying. He even said, I don't believe that woman's testimony. Okay, go ahead.
They accused you of jimmying your books?
Jimmying the books? How could I jimmy them? I don't do the books at all. Yeah. And really, this ministry doesn't have time to do two sets of books. I took a whole tractor trailer load of books, records, and receipts down to them, and they knew that I was squeaky clean like the FBI people said that I was when they checked me. And they just drank coffee and smoked cigarettes. I had one of my men down there to make sure that they didn't steal anything because I know how wicked this government is. And even the government people were running for office. They say this government is wicked, it needs to be changed. And then they get in and they're twice as bad as the ones that were in there before. Okay, then what?
They say that Susan faked cancer?
Yeah, they were saying that my wife, deceased wife, Susie, who passed away in 82, that she didn't really have cancer. But she died of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay, so, I mean, you know, sick, demonic people that need the devils cast out of them. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
That she faked her death?
That he faked her death, yeah. Well, Edward's funeral home in Van Buren, Arkansas, and the funeral home in Tulsa, Oklahoma, knew she was dead. They embalmed her,
mm-hmm.
and she was buried in a tomb. Then what?
That you had her on ice?
that she had a standard casket. I have a letter from the funeral home saying that, from Mr. Early over there, who passed away since, but I've got the letter on the letterhead of funeral home, Edwards Funeral Home in Van Buren. And she was not on ice. What in the world would I put her on ice for? They're just saying these things to make me look like a cult, when in reality the cult is the one that's telling all these lies, the ones that are bombing all these buildings in this country. And you weasels out there are too afraid of me. Don't you know that the Bible says that you fearful people and you unbelievers are going to spend eternity in hell with the whoremongers and all the other devils? Don't be afraid of the devil. Be afraid of the Lord. Jesus said, don't be afraid of him who can kill your body, but be afraid of him, the Lord, who can kill your body and send your soul to hell. Satan can't send your soul to hell unless you let him, but the Lord can. So serve him and be afraid of him and come against the devil, because he's weak and he'll flee when no man pursues. And when you start pursuing that weasel, you'll see him flee from you. Okay, then what else?
That she had a glass casket?
Susie did not have a glass casket. She had, it was an enclosed, no one, only when the casket was open could they see her. And when it was closed up, it was not glass, it was made out of steel. All right, and then what else?
That you carried her around the U.S. in a trailer?
No, I did not. She was buried in a mausoleum, and then when the government said they were going to desecrate her body, some of our people heard them on these, what do they call these machines?
Police
scanners. Police scanners, that they were laughing about they were going to get us. So I was in Florida, and I had the boys in Arkansas take her body out of the mausoleum, and they put her in the storage building. Because, you know, they're even after you when you're dead. They wanted to find the body of Moses, these people that were demonic, so that they could worship him and make a shrine unto them. What else did they accuse me of?
That you made a raving fortune, that you were a multi-billionaire.
Well, you can check my books and everything. If I was a multi-billionaire, I'd have all my bills paid up. I wouldn't own money on the automobiles, or the church wouldn't owe money on the automobiles. I don't owe anything. I think I have about $400 or $500 in the bank, at the most $1,000, and it's been there. I just eat the food from the cafeteria like everybody else. I don't own anything. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything in my name. Okay, then what else?
That you're a communist socialist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you believe that, yeah, the FBI went to all the different police departments in the country. I know that because my nephew is a police officer. He's now a sheriff. And he told me they went in there. He says, Tony, they're saying all kinds of stuff that you're a communist, a pinko. And they spend in a whole hour showing these false films on you. He got saved by my preaching to him. I prayed him through in my kitchen over in Los Angeles. And then I'm not a communist, okay? And I'm certainly not a Democrat. I don't believe in giving my life over to the Vatican. Because if you do, there's no more forgiveness for it. It's the same thing as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. If you believe the Vatican, which is Satan's seat, and you believe the world government with all this stuff that they're saying, and you believe the news media with all the garbage that they're exalting the Vatican, then you have the same as blaspheme the Holy Spirit. And there's no forgiveness in this world for that, and no forgiveness in the world to come. Okay, and then what else?
That you preach false doctrine?
Well, if I preach false doctrine, please tell me where it is, because if you can find anything that I'm preaching that's false, please tell me so I can repent. If you're a real good Christian, please tell me what it is. Many Christians are preaching false doctrine. Now, I like John Hagee, but there's a few things that I saw that he was preaching wrong. And as a Christian, I sent him the note. You're saying that Jesus had different blood than humans do, and the Bible says he was made exactly like a human being. No special thing. He knew because he suffered as we do. He knew all things. He knew temptation and everything like we do, but he didn't receive any. And then what else?
And that you're a money launderer.
Yeah, this is the latest charge. They're telling Buster White that I'm a money launderer. I wouldn't have to launder money or do any criminal thing. I own a Beatles album that's worth, I'm told, over $50 to $100 million. Why would I put up with all these lies and this abuse and go to prison and to take all these dirty lies from this bunch of actually demonic people if I was didn't have a way or means to have money? I've been offered, since I've been saved, casinos and hotels in Las Vegas. I've been offered possession of some of the Bally gyms. They're going bankrupt. And I rejected that. They've offered me filling stations across the country. I have no time. I'm a full-time gospel preacher.
Amen.
So I'm not laundering money. If I did, I'd have all these bills paid at the church. And I don't have any money of my own. The church, I don't even go to the bank. I don't handle the money. There are people in the church that do. Okay, so that's it?
Yes.
All right. So another solemn, important question is, that is it possible for a man to move out of the carnal into the spiritual realm or the spiritual state? And how is it possible? I'd like to answer that question and point out the different steps which must be taken in order to be filled with the Spirit and to yield yourself unto the Lord so that he molds your spirit into the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. I desire to speak simply, just as simple as possible, for I want to say every honest, earnest heart that is longing to be spiritual, you can get out of the carnal state if you really want to. And what is needed for that, you may ask, okay? Well, the first thing needed is that a man must have some sight of the spiritual life. Do you understand what the spiritual life is all about? If you're carnal, you don't, because the carnal person can't understand what the spiritual life is all about, and they really don't want to know. But if you want to know, so they don't know the spiritual life and some faith that it is wonderful. Just have faith in that you can be spiritual if you're carnal. And don't forget to have faith. Don't let it slip away from you. Because when you do, you're going to go right into recession. Some of our hearts are so full of unbelief without our knowing it. So full that we don't know it. That we do not accept it as a settled matter, that we can become spiritual men and women. We do not believe that we can. Well, what do you think I'm preaching for? Why do you think the Lord sent preachers into the world? Is to preach the word that would give you the confidence, if you receive it, to become spiritual. I didn't ever think I could be spiritual until the Lord came down unto me and frightened me. He said the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments, not to fear the Vatican or the world government or anybody, because if God is with you, then you're the majority. Amen?
Amen.
I heard an interesting story once while talking to a man. Yeah, this man had real deep spiritual experiences. You can ask questions about people all over the world if they really believe or if they are carnal. And the people will tell you that it's the same thing no matter where you go in the world. When I went to Europe and to the Middle East, it was the same. People are all the same everywhere. The same there as it is here in the United States. in France and in England, I saw people working for the Lord. Not many, though. Older men and some young men, to be very few. Some of them had real great gifts, but some of the people I talked to could not understand why he or she did not see more results overseas or here in the United States except through this ministry. I'm talking about this ministry, my ministry. They spent, and I get letters from all over the world, and they say there's nothing like this ministry, and so you should listen up. Amen?
Amen.
Now, there was a man that came in here from John Higgy's ministry, and he said, John Higgy says that you're right on. And Tony Alamo is really a gospel preacher. Yeah, he's really strong in the Lord. So these people spent a whole day together trying to find out what it was that was hindering the young and the old people overseas and in the United States in their ministries all over the world. It was only gradually that they discovered that the root of all their troubles was no faith, unbelief. Of course, people didn't think it possible for people to live out or for them to allow Lord to live out the consecrated life in and through them. They're not sure that God was ready to give the blessing. The next morning, they met again to discuss all these different spiritual matters and much more, and to pray. During all these different discussions, the young men and the older ones as well, I saw one in Toulouse, France, who was passing out tracts. He was an older man. And I saw what it was, just to trust God for the power of a life in full surrender and receive a blessing from God. You know, it's one thing to read the Bible and pray and to distribute literature, but you really must have the Lord living in you, because you're going to go through a lot of trials and tribulations in this world, and you're not going to have the power in you to overcome these problems, to walk on the water, so to speak, the water of this fierce world. Since then, when you tell people these things, you see that they're 10 times more blessed in their work than ever before if they receive it. I pray that you'll believe. I really pray that you will. If you're ready and willing, it is possible for God to make a spiritual man or woman out of you. Only try to get a vision of the spiritual realm and the spiritual life. You don't know what it's all about if you're carnal. The carnal people cannot receive the things of the Spirit. What is that vision? You know the Word speaks about it and two different powers of life, the flesh and the Spirit. The Spirit and the flesh. The flesh and the Spirit. Our natural life under the power of sin. And the Spirit of God's life coming to take the place of our natural life. What a beautiful thing is that God comes into our natural life and makes it His life. What we need and what the Bible tells us to do, yield over your whole, your entire life to the Lord. All of it, all the heart, all the soul, all the mind, all of it. I'm talking A-L-L and all your strengths with every fiber of your being, your ideas. Our strength, our power unto Jesus. Give everything, your ideas, everything unto Him. Forget your ideas and your opinions. And unto Jesus' death, to become nothing. Just become nothing and receive the life of Christ in you and of the Spirit to do all for you. I see my time is up. So, you know, you can receive the Lord's Spirit right now, the initial, and remember it's a process you have to go through. in order to have the fullness of the stature of Christ in you. But this is the time to start. Right now is the time of salvation, the Bible says. So just say this prayer unto the Lord. Say it to God. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that all who call upon you shall be saved. Therefore, according to your word, I know that you have heard me. I know you've answered me. I want to be spiritual. I'm going to be spiritual. I'm going to receive it right now, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. Give all the glory to him. And here's Sharon now. Keep praising and thanking the Lord and keep reading the word, the King James Version, that is. Here's Sharon to tell you four different ways that you can receive a copy of program number 387. That's this program that you just heard. It's absolutely free of charge, and the postage and handling is taken care of as well. Sharon?
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alone. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another powerful message of how to have God's life living in you, to be filled with the Spirit. Here's the song that Dolly Parton wrote, and Porter Wagner and I are singing it together. It's called Lord, Hold My Hand.
I do be kind. Let me never hesitate to help my brother walking blind. See me leaning low, just hold my hand and strengthen me.